Let us pray. Father, we thank you for your words which have been clearly read to us as we go through it. I pray that you are going to speak through me so that we can know more about you today. Thank you for your power which touches and changes everything. We pray that we will touch us tonight and change our circumstances. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. During the ministry of our Lord Jesus Christ on the earth, he performed many miracles. The four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, John, and Luke, recorded 37 of such miracles. However, in John chapter 21, verse 25, it says that there are so many other things Jesus did. If they were all written down, each of them one by one, I can't imagine a world big enough to hold such a library of books. That's how the message said. In the book we have read in Mark, there are two such miracles that were performed. And the same miracles were recorded also in Matthew and Luke. If you find time when you get home, you can do a research and read them. There are two main characters in this passage. The first one is Jairus. Who was he? And what do we know about this man? Jairus was a ruler of the synagogue near Capernaum. In my recent visit to Israel, I visited Capernaum, and it is just a ruined community. The synagogue in that town is totally ruined. You cannot see any trace of a synagogue or a church in Capernaum. Why? Because the people in Capernaum did not believe, or they lacked the faith of Christ. When Christ was in Capernaum, he spent most of his time in Capernaum, but still the people in that community did not believe him. Jairus had the responsibility of looking after the building of the church and supervising the worship. We know that he had a daughter who is just about 12 years old. The name of the daughter, we don't know. We also knew that he approached Jesus directly, face to face, and requested him, Jesus Christ, to help him heal his daughter. Under normal circumstances, Jairus, I think, will be a Pharisee. And Pharisees and Jesus Christ are always in clash. They don't have anything. They wouldn't want to have anything to do with Jesus Christ. At the same time, Jesus was openly opposed to the Pharisees. He denounced them publicly for their hypocrisy and their spiritual blindness, and the evil ways they carry out things. In Pharisees' eye, Jesus was guilty of law-breaking and blasphemy. The Pharisees saw Jesus as a threat at their popularity in the community, and so they planned all things possible to make sure that Jesus Christ was put to death. And in the end, they were successful in doing that. But thanks be to God that Jesus conquered death in the end. Jairus would not have anything to do with Jesus under circumstances, but he threw every caution to the wind and went directly to Jesus Christ because he needed Christ in his life at a particular time. As parents, we will do similar thing, I believe. If I have a sick daughter and I know a doctor who is not my friend, but I know that if the doctor is able and willing to help my daughter, regardless of all the differences we might have, I will go to the doctor. Please, doctor, I need your help. And that is exactly what Jairus did to Jesus. He said, my little daughter is very ill. Please come and place your hands on her so that she will get well and live. Fortunately for Jairus, Jesus did not look at the differences between him and Jairus. He wanted to help, and so he followed Jairus to go and do exactly as Jairus wanted him to do. On the way to Jairus' home, something happened. There was an interruption. If I were to be in Jairus' position, I would be clearing the way that so nobody will disturb me, Jesus Christ coming to my house. But unfortunately, there was a disruption. There was an interruption. The reason why the interruption was there was not very clear, but I know there is a purpose for everything in our lives. This interruption caused delay for Jesus Christ getting to Jairus' house in good time to heal our daughter. The next character, we will come back to Jairus in the end to see what is the outcome of the delay. The next character in the passage is this unnamed sick woman. Who was she, and what do we know about her? We know that this sick woman, unlike Jairus, who had a direct face-to-face with the encounter with Jesus Christ, approached Jesus from behind. And we know that she did not have any conversation with Jesus until after she had received her healing. We know that our goal and focus was just to touch Jesus' clothes. We know that she had suffered terribly for severe bleeding for 12 years. Similar time as this girl who was born 12 years as well. We know that she has suffered pain and agony for 12 years. She has lost control over herself and her health. Her existence has been marred. She has been shunned by everybody. In that custom, if you are bleeding, you are ceremoniously unclean. If you want to find out more about that, you look at Leviticus chapter 15, you can see what the custom is at that particular time. We also know that she lost her resources because we know that she spent lots of money visiting various doctors. That's what Mark says. That's what Mark says. She visited so many doctors to help her cure her disease, but all to no avail. She has lost all her hopes. But in spite of all this, she is a determined woman who is willing to go all lengths to find solution to our problems. She didn't say nothing will ever change. She did not look at the crowd and say, oh, this crowd has so many, I can't get to Jesus Christ. She made up her mind, today is today. I have heard about Jesus Christ. I'm going to do everything possible in my power to get close to this guy. Even if I can't go face to face with him, I know that by pushing around everybody, I can just touch his clothes. If I just touch his clothes, I will get well. Her healing is the only miracle recorded in the scripture where there was no word or action displayed by Jesus. In many other instances in Jesus' miracle, he will tell them to go and do something, or he will touch them, or will put something on the clay and put it to them. But in this circumstance, Jesus did not say anything about her healing. Both characters in our message today approach Jesus Christ in two different ways, but all of them had the same outcome. When Jesus comes into a situation in your life, with his compassion, with his power, there is a deliverance from sickness and death. So let us look at some of the things that happened in this deliverance process. Both characters have had various stories of Jesus and his ability to heal. There is no denying that you and myself have also heard about Jesus' power, his compassion, and his characters. We've had so many stories about Jesus in our lives. So there will be no excuse for you and for me not to allow him to come into our lives to change us. The next thing in the story is that both Jairus and this unnamed woman exhibited humility. Jairus fell at the feet of Jesus, begging for his assistance. He did not care what happened with him, because as a Pharisee, they have strict order of obedience. But he did not care about that. All he wanted was for her daughter to be healed. And so that's why he fell at Jesus' feet and begged that God or Jesus will do something about his daughter being healed. On the other hand, the woman did not care of what people would say to her. Although she did not see Christ face to face, she went behind. Maybe she thought that, I cannot face Jesus Christ. I am too lowly to do that. My sickness is too bad for me to face Jesus Christ. So with humility, she went behind and touched Jesus Christ. Both characters in the story did whatever is necessary to make sure that they receive Jesus' blessing on them. The question for you tonight and myself is, will you humble your life or yourself and come to Jesus today to receive your healing? Both characters also took proactive actions in seeking solution to their problems. Both Jairus and the unnamed woman left their comfort zone, left their fears behind, left their egos behind. They went out to seek for help with someone they believed could find solution to their health problems. Both of them took personal responsibility. They did not wait for some other persons to take action on their behalf. They did it themselves. They both moved beyond their fears so as to achieve their objectives. Will you be willing to take personal responsibility for your own action to find solution to various issues in your life? Both characters have faith behind their actions. Jairus said in this request, "My little daughter is very ill. Please come and place your hands on her so that she will get well and live." On the other hand, the woman said, "If I just touch the clothes, I will get well." Both of them were expectant that Jesus will respond to their actions. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6 says, "No one can please God without faith. Whoever goes to God must believe that God exists and that he rewards those who seek him, and that he rewards those who seek him." Indeed, our lives are guided by faith, not by sight. It is God's will that we live by faith, and God has made faith the only way for you and for myself to live. On three occasions in the Bible, you will see in Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 4, Romans chapter 1 verse 17, and Galatians chapter 3 verse 11, we have been told the just shall live by faith. Both characters in our story did not sit around aimlessly. Both moved forward with a purpose to bring God's favor into their lives and that of their families. Let us see what some people say about faith. There is this lady called Cornelia Corrie ten Boom, a Dutch Christian who, along with her father and other family members, helped many Jews escape the Nazi Holocaust during World War II. This is what she said about faith, and I want us to read it together. "Faith sees the invisible, believes the unbelievable, and receives the impossible." Can we see that in that two miracles of Jesus Christ? Faith sees the invisible, believes the unbelievable, and receives the impossible. And that is exactly what happened to both Jairus' daughter, or Jairus, and also the lady who was sick. Also, an American novelist, Joshua G. Holland, said this about faith. Can we read it together? "Faith draws the poison from every grave,
takes the sting from every loss, and quenches the fire of every pain, and comes to the grave."
Do you see that in the story of the two women, or the lady, family of Jairus, as well as the lady who was sick? Because they believe they have the faith, both received their healings. And one more, a retired pastor of the Baptist Church in Houston, Texas, Dr. John Bisagno, says, let's read it together. How many of us do that? We are all familiar with all those ones. When I first came into this this country, I don't know how the GP system, how the NHS works. I just walk into the doctors, they give me all this medication, I go to the pharmacist and everything. And when I take the medication, I'm well. I don't care how they do it. All I want is that I want to be well. And I thank God for the system of NHS in this country. And we also need to thank our Lord Jesus Christ, because with faith, there is nothing that we cannot do. Both characters in our story of today have faith, and because of their faith, they were delivered from their dreadful issue of blood and from the death, in spite of the interruption, in spite of the hopelessness, in spite of the helplessness that is around their conditions. To complete the healing process, both characters had the touch of Jesus Christ in their lives. With Jairus' daughter, Jesus touched her. He took the 12-year-old girl by hand and said to her, "Talita kun," which means, "Little girl, get up." When he said this, the little girl immediately got up and started walking. On the other hand, it was the woman that took the initiative to touch the cloth of Jesus Christ, indirectly touching Jesus Christ. Her touch attracted the attention of Jesus because he felt the power going out of him. And when he looked around the crowd, Jesus asked, "Who touched me?" The disciples were saying, "Are you mad? How can you say who touched me when you see all these people all around you?" But Jesus knew exactly what he was doing. He knew that power has passed through him to someone. And he wanted to know who that someone was. When the woman could no longer hide, she came out and said, told Jesus Christ all the stories, and because of her faith, Jesus Christ told her, "Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace. Be cured from your illness." Both Jairus' daughter and the woman received instant healing because of the touch of Jesus Christ. Will you allow Jesus to touch you tonight? That's the question we need to ask ourselves. In our lives, just like Jairus or the unnamed woman, we may also be experiencing various forms of death, issues, and difficulties. The issue may be loneliness, it may be loss of job, it may be prolonged sickness of loved ones or of ourselves, it may be unemployment, it may be something to do with family issues, divorce, concern for our children, or painful other painful experiences we may be suffering. we too need healing. If we have faith, we too can receive healing, just like the unnamed woman and Jairus, just like Jairus' daughter was healed. Why would you not act about it today? Let us all come and fall at the feet of the Jesus Christ. Let us trust him to what seems to be an impossible in to us as human beings. Let us see him do something different in our lives. I want to just suggest to us or encourage us to take these three steps in our situations. Let us give God a chance in our lives. Let us take all our problems, whatever it may be, tell him about it. Tell him all the issues. In Matthew chapter 11, verse 28, it says, "Are you tired? Are you worn out? Are you burned out of religion? Come to me. Get away with me, and you will receive your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. Walk along with me. Learn the unforced rhythm of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. Keep company with me, and you will learn to live freely and lightly." We have a popular song which we always sing. What a friend we have in Jesus. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Let us have faith and believe. Believe and have faith that God will hear you. The two miracles of today confirm that Jesus, because Jairus and the unnamed woman have faith, they receive their healing. I will encourage you to read Hebrews chapter 11 to see the outcome of faith which various Bible personalities have. People like Jacob, Joseph, Abraham, Sarah, Gideon, Barak, Israel, Isaac, Samson, Joseph, David, Samuel, Enoch, Abel, Noah, Moses, and Rahab. All of them have something in common: faith. And I want you to remind you that you need to wait on the Lord. You cannot put pressure on God to come and answer you immediately. Wait. 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 Jairus, in spite of interruption, if I were to be in Jairus' position, I would push away the lady and say, "Come on, get off the way. I need Jesus immediately in my life. Why are you disturbing me and him from moving?" But Jairus waited on the Lord. At the right time, he got his reward. This delay resulted in the death of our daughter, but because he waited for the Lord, he got his healing. Let us learn to wait for the Lord for our own healing as well. Your time will come. Don't be in a hurry. If you wait on the Lord, you will lose no time. With the Lord's day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years are just like a day. The Lord is not slow to keeping his promise. Today, let your faith get you out of your bed. Let your faith carry you through the day. Let your faith overcome each obstacle in your way. And let your faith keep you focused on your goal. Let us bring all the issues in our lives to Jesus today. I want to invite the musicians back, and while we sing this song, be still and know that I am God. While they are singing, if there are any issues which you are concerned with, there is a space over here, and we'll invite all the prayer team to come around. If there are any issues that you are worried about and you are concerned about it, let us spend this time to bring it to the Lord in prayers.